We have this joining us this morning, Natalie Foster, pageant coordinator for the Lorraine Princess Pageant, which it's been a while since we've had to talk about this, Natalie. 2 years now without a princess pageant, right?
Yeah, 2 years without a Lorraine International Festival. So we are so excited to be back this year and hopefully put some normalcy back into our world in Lorraine County, because I know a lot of people have been missing it.
Right. And so the pageant, or the festival itself, June 24th, 25th, and 26th, the pageant, which will be on the Thursday before that, on the 23rd of June. What's it like to sort of restart this? Was there lost momentum? How have you kind of got everybody thinking about it? There's a whole, I don't want to say a generation, but there's a number of young ladies that kind of have kind of maybe missed that window, or at least have you adopted to that? What's the situation for that?
Yeah, it's absolutely been kind of just a restart. So getting a lot of girls still involved, and we still have a great number that have applied so far. We're still getting applications in, but it's kind of been a journey, especially with the committee. Kind of, you know, we met very early on than we typically do, just to get our minds back in. How do we do this? What do we typically do since we've been out of place for 2 years? But the turnout seems to be well. We're having a lot of people, or a lot of girls apply. So I think that the tradition that a lot of families continue is still happening. So with our two-year break, we still seem to be getting a great turnout right now.
And so let's talk about that. The application is now. This is when we wanted to get the applications in. You have a deadline of February 28th. How does a young lady go about getting the application in? What's the process?
Yeah, so the application can be found right on our website, LorraineInternational.com, as well as all of our social media posts, Facebook, Twitter, I think Instagram as well. So any of those, we're constantly posting it so that it's out there. I know a lot of our local churches also have the application on hand. But really, if anyone just hops on that website, the link is right there to apply.
And it gets the form, sort of an online form version this time around, right?
It is. It's just a Google form. It kind of makes life easier, especially since we're in a technological age. So it's pretty easy just to apply. And then you'll get a confirmation email from our committee, and then it's good to go.
Right. So talk a little bit about what you expect. Like who are you looking for? What's the age range? What things do they need to know if they decide to get into the princess process?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the girls have to be residents of Lorraine County or the entire city of Vermillion. We're looking for ages between 16 to 24, or at least starting into their junior year of high school next year. So if you're in that range, that's where we're looking for. And honestly, this is a great opportunity for young girls to really start becoming leaders in our community. That's what we really strive with this pageant and with this organization. Just the idea of being able to stand up and represent who you truly are and your differences and your background and ethnicity, like that's huge. And that's something that we really want to promote as being a leader and being able to talk about it. So we have a lot of community service events that come along with it. Our orientation is in March, but really our princesses get started with their events come April. So they spend April, May, and June prepping for that one final day at the pageant. We do a lot of community service, a lot of events throughout the community, just to be involved and have the girls work on, you know, their social skills and their leadership skills and things of that nature.
Any suggestion on how a young lady decides what ethnicity, what heritage she wants to represent?
Yeah, I mean, it's totally up to them and what they're made of. And that's really cool about, you know, Lorraine County, we're the melting pot. So a lot of our girls have multiple ethnicities to choose from just based on their family background. So whatever they're most comfortable with, whatever they want to represent, it's always fun to kind of hear girls deciding on what they want to do, or either going with what, you know, mom is or what dad is. But it's always fun for them to pick what next, they're going to go with.
Right. Sometimes you have a very thick culture is being represented. It's there with you. It could be in your surname. It's also maybe in your whole family. But sometimes there's maybe one branch of the family that might be an interest to represent. What about the outfits that the young ladies wear? How does those come about? And what should somebody know if they never thought, well, where am I going to get an outfit that represents my culture? What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so a lot of our girls get their costumes either from their family or a family friend that may have been a princess in the past. But it's the girls' responsibility ultimately to have that costume. But we have been doing this for many, many years, so we have a ton of princesses who come back and always say, like, hey, if you have a Polish princess and doesn't have a costume, let me know, and they have some that they're willing to lend out, which is great. I mean, everyone who's been a princess still loves this idea. It's definitely a big family, and we always have girls that come back and help us out when needed.